It's the Streets Morning Takeover. Who's on the line this morning?
Hi, this is Bria.
Hey, good morning, Bria. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. So I just need y'all help real quick.
Okay.
I have a boyfriend, and he hasn't been returning my calls or anything, but now all of a sudden he's saying we've broken up, and I just need to know why.
Wow.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Hold on. He went ghost. Then when you did get in touch with him, he like, oh, we don't go girl no more.
Basically, he just threw me to the curb.
So what did you do?
I mean, obviously, I wanted to know what was up. First of all, I wasn't going to cry in front of him. So I was just like, just tell me what's up. Like, what did I do? He never told me anything.
So you don't have no clue that there's like nothing, no type of clues, anything that lead to why?
No, nothing. He told me nothing.
Okay.
So what if he say something, what is it going to do? Give you closure? What you think you're going to get him back? I mean, why you don't just move on?
I mean, I just need to know that door is all the way closed because once I move on, that's it. He can't come back to me.
Oh, it's really? Closed.
For a reason.
You say he disappeared.
No, what?
Oh, it's closed.
No, Shawty, you can't confirm
that. Well, I just
that.
Need to know the reason.
Okay, now what's his name, baby?
Tyler.
All right, look, this is what we're going to do, Bri. We're going to get Tyler on the phone. Don't say nothing, okay? No matter what he say, don't chime in until we cue you in, okay?
Okay.
All right, I got you.
Man, you know I hate when guys up and leave women, then the woman be in denial. You know what I'm saying? She don't know the way to go. That's what this sound like.
Man, at the end of the day, I don't know what it sound like. She don't even have a clue as to what could be wrong.
Have you ever just up and left a woman? Just one more and say, I'm going to do this.
Well, not somebody I was like really locked in with, but somebody I was kind of dealing with one time, and I was half sleeping.
I ain't talking about no one night stand, y'all.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Tyler, please?
Yeah, this him.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing, family? You good this morning?
I'm doing good, bro. Who this?
Hey, this young Jock Mo Quick and Shouter from the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5, man. We want to holler at you.
Oh, bro, what's good with
him? Hey, look, man. So we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, Tyler. Man, I don't know if you listen to the show or not, but it's basically for people who are in relationships or who want to be in relationships.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're going to send whoever you want a bouquet of roses. What's her name?
I got a new song. I got a little new
song
I can send it
to.
I don't, you know.
Hey, don't say nothing else, man. I'm just playing
because
you finna mess up.
Okay, so Tyler, listen, man. Who you? I want you to say the right thing. I don't want to put you in a bad space, but are you familiar with a young lady by the name of Bria? I'm gonna just ask you. I don't want you to incriminate yourself.
Bruh, are you serious, bruh?
Yeah,
yeah, Bria. You familiar with Bria, right?
Yeah, man, that's my ex, bro. That's my ex, man.
Oh, so she is your ex?
Yeah. I'm not in that situation no more, bro.
Okay, you tell us what just turned you off. Because she called up here and she told us that you just dropped her, man. She said you disappeared. Then when she got in touch with you, you say, over with.
Bro, you know what's crazy, bro? You know what's crazy? You got to get you a queen that's going to represent you today. You know what I'm saying? You got to get somebody who's going to look appropriate, bro. And I can't be with no chick who look like she got another job at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you a teacher, dress like a teacher. You can't come to work with, you know what I'm saying, with no bra on, with the cat suit on from Fashion Nova. It's too much, bro. Like, I don't want my woman walking around like that, bro. She's trying to.
Oh, so y'all teachers?
Yeah, we both teach. We both teach.
What school you teach at?
Well, we both teach at.
Okay.
Bruh, you mean tell me she going up in with a one piece on and no bra?
One piece on, and she think the blazer's enough. And you know, women down here are shapely, bro. Them boys ain't paying attention. I got. Imagine going to work and you got to look at young men looking at your lady, but you're trying to teach them. They like, yeah, I see what you got. Like, come on,
whoa, man.
And then they gonna size you up. Wow.
So what about any other teachers? Because I do know y'all got all type of rules and regulations as teachers, man. I know y'all got some type of clause on y'all dress code.
Yeah, we do, man. But she rides the line. She rides it, and you know what's crazy, bro? You know what's crazy? The other teachers know about it, and I know it's a thing. Because when I walk into the teacher's lounge, I'm like, hey, y'all, they're like, hey, man, how's your lady? Like, they don't even, you know what I'm saying? It's always like a little small, little shade, like, what's she gonna wear today? And I'm like,
wow,
I ain't with that. And that's not how you lead a classroom, man. I just, you know what I mean? You just,
so she does this. She just only at school, or she does this everywhere?
Everywhere, church. You know how you run to Walmart to grab something? She'll put on the little cheerleader shorts and a wife beater with some slides.
You know what it sounds like to me?
Yeah.
Your lady likes that attention, man.
Yeah, bro. And she likes it from everywhere else but me, bro. So I just went on about my business.
Well, at least you know now, because we got Bria on the phone, Tyler. You just told her everything, but we're going to let her chime in. Bria, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, so first of all, it sounds like all of y'all are just ganging up on me. Y'all don't even know half of what I had to say.
No, I'm not. We're not ganging up on you, baby. We just
okay,
ask a question.
Okay, I understand. Just let me get what I had to say.
Okay,
so
okay,
first
go ahead.
First, Tyler, if you knew how I dress, why didn't you come and say anything to me and have all of them teachers talking about me? First of all, you never ever addressed it to me. That's the first thing that you messed up on. Second thing, if I'm just going to Walmart, do you know how many people dress so stupid and ignorant and ghetto at Walmart?
See, that's the problem. Me not having on a bra and just some cheerleading shorts, that's normal in Walmart. What are you saying? Why you saying how many people? I'm not with them other people. I'm with you. And if you get dressed, I say, hey, baby, you going to wear that? That means change.
You don't think wearing tight clothes to class is inappropriate?
Well, who going to buy my whole new wardrobe?
Y'all got to look at the bigger picture. I bet she keeping a whole lot of young men right in the classroom where they supposed to be. Yeah, I come to school to see that thing every day.
Nobody talking about they're going to buy me a whole new wardrobe. So why are we still on the phone talking about this? Tyler, you going to buy me a new wardrobe?
Don't nobody want that girl walk around with her stuff hanging out.
Nobody. Nobody.
Period.
Nobody. And until you figure that out, you're still going to be single.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Whatever.
Okay.
So are we done with this conversation?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm good.
Okay, great. That's cool. We can go our separate ways now.
Well, hold up.
I was about coming back.
So.
I don't like women like you.
So, Tyler, this it? You and your girl just going, y'all just going to let it ride like that because of something she wear?
He don't need her.
Bro, I've been.
And
down,
I don't need him.
Period. But do you hear the conversation now?
It's over with. So, Bria, why? Okay, I don't got no more questions. I was going to try to hook y'all up with some cash from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. But y'all ain't get back together, so it is what it is, man. Second date update. Man, I just want to see love in the community, man. Y'all call us up. Let's talk about Atlanta 443-520-945. Bria,
put on some clothes.
Keep it tight, all right?
Whatever.